Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issue. Debating different topics, bring friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. But Lizzie May and Jay in the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
What is going on, people? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tay Real, and tonight I have a special guest co-host by the name of Miss T, my homie, who is in the building with me. Miss T, you there?
Yes. Hey, what's up, Tay? Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, we got to do some love. Got to do some love.
Thank you.
So for those who don't know, this is Miss T's first time being on air. How does it feel, Miss T? First time on air. How does it feel?
A little nervous, a little excited, combination, I guess.
Got them butterflies, got the butterfly effect going on over there.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Hey, it's all good, man. You know I got you, man. And you know what? Tonight's topic is so interesting that, you know, once you get into that, you're not even going to think about that. You're not going to think about none of that because tonight we'll be discussing when you catch your significant other cheating. So basically what we mean is like when you catch somebody in the act, like you walk in like the one, like almost something like you would see on Lifetime. Like you walk in, but this stuff happens in real life. This ain't just no Lifetime type stuff. You walk in and bam, there's your best friend on top of your man, or there is your girl just bent over and, you know, some dude just tearing it up, you know. This is the type of stuff we're going to be talking about tonight because this stuff does happen. And I hear people talking a lot about, you know, people talking about cheating and all that stuff, but I don't hear a lot of people talking about actually getting caught in the act. And that's what we'll be discussing tonight. Getting caught in the act. So, Miss T, how would you handle that situation? Like, you walk in, bam, there's your man and girl that he said that was his best friend, and you thought that was really his best friend, and then bam.
Wow, being as though I've never been in a situation like that, it's kind of hard to think about it, but that would be crazy. I would probably be going to jail that day. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, yeah, I will probably most definitely have to be doing jail time. It'll be shocking. Like, you believe that this person was just friend the whole time, and then you try to put your trust in them, then you walk in on it. I don't know what I would have been able to do.
This stuff really happens. Like, I know someone who, it kind of happened, basically, to make a long story short, that's, all right, damn, okay. So we're at a party, and he didn't catch it happening, but the other friends at the party did. But the party was at his house, but the only difference, it was like his ex, but it was like a recent ex. But, you know, when it's recent like that, y'all was living together and stuff, sometimes it took a while, and it was like his ex and a really, really, really close friend. And they were getting that smash on in his house, and other people caught it, like, walked in on it, and everybody ran downstairs like, yo, guess what happened? Guess what we saying? Like, what? Like, once I heard what it was, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And it just all went downhill from there. So, like, I've seen, and I know other people who, I know people who have been trapped in the closet. I know people that got caught, almost got caught. That's just an awkward, awkward, awkward type of situation to get caught in, because I'm not one to be trapped in nobody's closet, like, you know. But what do you do in that situation? Like, you know, I don't know, Ms. T, if you are kind of getting your creep on with a guy that you deal with, but that's not your man, and you know that's not your man.
But wait,
and you know that's somebody else's
wait.
Man.
Wait.
Okay.
No, let's go back. You said that it was a guy, his friend was in his house. I'm trying to understand because it sounded kind of
crazy. Oh, the story I was telling you?
Yes, I'm trying to understand this. It sounded kind of unbelievable. What happened again? You said that
he's hosting a party at his house, and he's hosting a party at his house, and his ex-girlfriend comes, but this is his ex of, like, only, like, a month ago or two. Like, it was, like, real recent, like, a month or two. And comes, which he didn't expect to come, but some of the other friends invited her because they know her, too. And they was like, why don't you come on? Because, you know, the more females, they admire you because girls know girls and girls and bring girls with them. They try to have as many girls there as possible. So they invited her, but he didn't really want her to come. I mean, truth be told, this is real talk radio. We keep it real on here. She was a smut, basically. She's a smut anyway. She should never been confident. You know, she's a smut. For those who don't know what a smut is, freak, hoe, slut, like all that smut, all the same. You know, she shouldn't have been a wife for him anyway, but he did. And, you know, that's kind of what happens. But she did come. And, you know, she started talking to one of his friends that was there, a close friend of his. But she was mad because she finds all right, so I got to go through the story. Okay, so she's mad because she finds out that he's up, she's like, well, where is he at? And then everybody's like, well, he's there. He's got company. And, you know, the door is shut and locked. And she, you know what that means. He got company and the door is locked and it's a party and he's not down there with everybody else. And so she was like, okay, I got something for him. So when his friend, he didn't even know who she was. Like, he didn't really know her. It was a super long story, so I'm not going to give the full details, but he started talking to her, and then every time I turn around, I look, and they outside, and they up in each other's face, I'm like, this is getting awkward. Like, all I could think was, this is awkward, this is crazy, this is not going to end good. That's the only thing I could think in my mind, like, this is not going to end good, because some people that was there didn't even know that was his, like, ex-girl of recent, but I did. I'm just sitting there shaking my head, like, oh, boy. And then that's when, you know, eventually we found out, people came downstairs, like, yo, they was in there getting it, you know, doing it, and, it's crazy. He just went downhill. You know, my friend, he found out, and then the girl got put on blast, and she was sitting on the sofa crying. It's just crazy. Crazy situation.
So long,
and I've seen these situations happen. Yes.
Hello? Long story short is, she was trying to get back at him, so she slept with some random guy at his party.
Yeah, at his house that he was hosting. He's like the one that caught her, but other people did. Other people caught her.
So
you know,
at the end of the day, so at the end of the day, it wasn't even worth it for her because she was the one still hurt sitting on the couch crying.
It's funny.
Am I
was like
story?
The most awkward thing ever.
Oh, that had to be in person.
Yeah. I've seen, I know of other situations. I mean, it never happened to me, knock on wood, hopefully it wouldn't, but I've seen it happen, like, numerous times, you know. And that's just an awkward situation. Like, people get hurt like that. You remember the lady that ran over her husband when she caught her husband coming out the hotel with some chick? You remember that story?
I've never heard that.
She, like, the daughter was in the car with him. She ran him over, then I think she backed up on him and ran him over again. Yeah, she killed him.
The things
she
people
ran him
do
over.
For love.
Yeah.
No, but I have a friend. You listening? I have a friend.
Oh,
she was hanging out. She was hanging out somewhere, and this is her husband. So she walked up to him, and he's, like, standing with some other lady. I forgot the details of the story. But it was, like, really funny. And that was, like, my first time actually knowing someone to tell me, like, this stuff happens in real life. It was crazy. Because she, like, walked up to him, but she kind of, like, played it cool. And I think in some situations when you catch somebody in the act, to play it cool and be a bigger person, because once it's all said and done, you can't take them, like, you can't go back and make them unfuck each other. You understand what I'm saying? So for you to flip out and to go to the extreme and get yourself in trouble because of it, if you can kind of stop yourself and think about it before you act, then I think that's, like, the best thing to do. But when you're in that situation, like, who's to say what really happened? I don't know. I don't know what I would do. It's kind of hard to think about it. And then I guess with depending on, like, the relationship and the person and how into it he was or how far you actually got with it, is a lot. Like, I don't know, if you go from you just cussing them out to you actually physically putting your hands on somebody.
Yeah, I mean, everything's moving at a million miles an hour at that point. The adrenaline rush, all of that. Because though all of us haven't been in that exact situation, we all been in a situation, well, most of us have been in a situation, I'm sure you have, I definitely have, where you have reason to suspect that your significant other is playing you. And just that experience alone just gives you a remote idea of what it would be like to actually catch him in the act. I mean, just when you know it, when the genie's out of the bottle and it's like, yeah, they're caught because of proof, not like seeing is believing proof, but like just proof of like just the evidence just adding up to it and you can't deny it and you're just stuck in that corner like, all right, yeah, I was cheating. You know, like that alone just gives you this feeling within it. Just like, it's just like, I can't speak for anybody else, but it gives you like this, like it would give me like a, almost like I had butterflies in my stomach, but out of anger, not out of nervousness, but out of anger, you know. So, I mean, that's just imagine actually catching them in the act. I mean, whether it's a random person or your friend, I mean, it's the thought process in your mind is going to be crazy. But if it's like your friend, like your best friend, your cousin, brother, sister, somebody like that, that's like, you know, that's in on it too, that makes it even worse. But just catching somebody in the act,
we call it a double whammy.
Yeah, man, somebody's going to get double whammy, you know. You can't just go around screwing. Like, that stuff is so hazardous. Like, you can't just go around screwing with people like that, like messing with people's feelings. Like, you know, people will kill for love. People will hurt for love. People will kill for love. Like, you can't just go around messing with, you know, people's feelings and emotions like that. And, I mean, if you are going to do you, at least, my advice would be, if you are going to do you, at least do it in a way where you can't get caught in the act. Like, you know, like, if you live with your significant other, like, don't do it in your house and your significant other live there with you, and then they might come home early or at an unexpected time, and then boom. You know, like, you just caught, somebody got to go hide in the closet now. Well, it's just not worth it. Like, the risk is definitely not worth it. Like, I don't see how anybody, I don't know how R. Kelly ever got trapped in the closet, because I would have never been in that situation. I don't care how many drinks we had. Screw that. Like, I'm not going out like that. I'm not going to be trapped in nobody's closet. Why are we at your house, and if you have a man, like, common sense, you married, we're going to go to a hotel or something. We're not going to go to your house. If I'm married, we're not going to go to my house. We're going to go somewhere else. Like, that right there would eliminate a lot of people getting caught in the act. Like, you know, most of the people, Miss T, get caught in the act in their own home. Like, their girlfriend find the other girl's underwear. Silly stuff like
she
that in their house.
Because she put them there. It wasn't an accident that she left them. She purposely placed them there, which is crazy. Because you're dealing with these people and you think, like, you tell them that you're married and everything and they're going along with it. Next thing you know, they be the ones to tell them on you. And you think you got caught. In all reality, they set you up. I'm just saying. Sounds like a story for a lifetime.
This year is probably like 30 stories on a lifetime about something like that. I mean, that stuff just really happens, and I think that people should, like, you know, really think things through before they make decisions that could have that high an impact. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you go and play the game, then play the game the right way. You know what I mean? Like, how you going to come into the NBA and you don't know how to dribble? How you going to go to the NFL and you don't know how to catch? Like, you need to, like, know how to play the game if you want to play. Like, you can't just come in playing and do something stupid. And, you know, it just, first of all, it's humiliating, you know. And then you don't know how that person's going to react. Somebody might end up getting hurt, anything. You see what happened to the guy that got ran over. Like, that's just a prime example. Like, and this is what I was saying. This is what I was having a few, I was talking with different people about this topic. And I was saying, like, even though I don't, like, agree with, like, you know, somebody, like, hurting somebody or shooting somebody or running them over or something like that, like, try to have composure and gain a hold of your emotions. But at the same time, easier said than done. When you're caught in the moment without you having a chance to think, that's why temporary insanity is actually something that you can actually get off on, because, like, that's real. Like, you could be temporarily insane in the act, right there at that moment when it's happening, you know? And, like, if you catch somebody, you walk in and, you know, if you walk in and your husband is just banging some chick right there and you just so happen to have a pistol in your purse, I mean, you might just temporarily just black out. And next thing you know, you snap back into reality and you look and they both just laying there with gunshot wounds. Like, that can happen. And like I said, I don't really agree with it, but I can understand how somebody can be that mad that they do something crazy. Like, I can understand, because your emotions and feelings involved, the adrenaline rush hits you, you don't have time to think. Your brain is just moving so fast, like a million miles an hour, like, too much going on, you just black out. Like, people can black out.
And then what about the people that are cheating on each other, or the husband that's already, like, getting his hours cut at work, and he's going through it, he's still trying to provide for his family. He's already stressed. And then he come home to the sounds of moaning, yeah, that's most definitely a trick.
Exactly.
I mean, when you think about it, and you think about all the different situations that people can be put in, it's like, if this person is going through all this and they easily snap, but this person planned it out, but they all do the same thing. The end result is they got the pistol out the pocketbook and they shot him. Should they get the same charge? Or should one get off because they was temporarily insane?
I think that in a situation, I think temporary insanity is real, and I think that a person should be taken into consideration. However, I don't think a person should be able to walk scot-free if somebody died and it wasn't self-defense. It was really just, I was temporarily insane, I blacked out, and I killed somebody. You know, like, I don't think you should just get off scot-free. Like, I think you should have some type of punishment. All right, for instance, I'm going to give you an example. Bam. She catches her husband right in the ass, walks in, bam, there he is, cause, you know, just going to work on her best friend. You know, I mean, if she, let's say she shot the husband and killed him, I'm thinking maybe something like 3 years, you know? Like, you gotta give her something. I ain't give her like 3 years. She might end up only doing it one and a half years out of three. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm thinking. Like, you gotta give her something. I'm thinking you would give her something. But sometimes people actually get off scot-free, like, with a slap on the wrist, like probation. Now, I don't think you can only give a person probation for something like that.
Right, because that's not making an example. Because guess what? I'm now going to go and hurt somebody. And guess what? I don't know what I did. I was temporarily hurt. My feelings was hurt. So do I get to get off scot-free? I don't know. I guess how the law looks at it is each situation. But I think it's all the same. I love this person, and I actually caught them in the act. I didn't see that, oh, your stuff was good text message. I'm actually walking in. I don't know. That's a lot. A lot to think about dealing with.
Yeah, it is, man. It definitely is an example. At the end of the day, an example has to be made. But then, all right, do you think that a person, like, you know, in some countries, like, in some countries, if a wife, like, cheat on her husband, like, she'll, like, go to jail, she'll get, like, life for that. Like, some countries, like, you know, a lot of those countries is, like, dictatorships, too. Like, it won't be like that for the guy if he does it, but if the wife does it, like, you know, she might get sentenced to life or even maybe death. Like, it's crazy. But, like, do you think the person that did it, like, all right, you know, like, you get married and you take an oath, do you think that the person that did the cheating, like, should be able to, like, actually be punished by law? Like, actually, like, do jail time because you got caught, like, and maybe that would keep a person from being violent, like, oh, I got the proof now, you're going to jail. Like, dude, how would you feel about that? Like, America actually adopting that, whereas though
no.
a person can go to jail for being caught cheating. What you think about that idea?
No.
So it should not be punishable by law?
No. I already feel that the law takes a lot of things that we should be able to do for ourselves and, like, kind of take advantage of us in a way. I mean, not to get, you know, off the subject, but as far as going to jail for cheating, no. Because when I marry someone, I'm standing there, I'm going to be for God or whoever my God is or whoever that person God is that's doing it. They, you know, they might be doing it in the court, but they're not doing it for the judge. So why should the judge be able to lock them up if they break their vows? That was a promise they made to the other person. So I don't think that the court system should be able to have control over it. No.
I mean, when you get charged with perjury, you can go to jail. you know what I mean? Like,
but,
and I think you owe your spouse more than you owe the judge, regardless if he's a man of the law or not. Like, I think you
right.
owe your spouse more, and you owe your God more, too. Like, you know, so it would seem like that would be the more understandable situation to be punishable by law. Because, like, if you lie in court, but you're trying to protect your best friend, that's your best friend. Like, why wouldn't you?
You agree with this law?
Do I agree with what?
I mean, if the law, of course, if the law existed, you would think that you agree with it, you would be all for it?
I think that it would, like, keep some people from actually, like, blowing some people's heads off. Like, they can think, like, oh, just think about it. Oh, you cheating on me, and on top of that, you go on, like, you're going to get away, like, you're going to cheat on me, and I'm sitting here crushed, and I don't know how to deal with it. I can't get you locked up or nothing. You just did what you did, and I'm just sitting here looking stupid. Like, you know what I'm not saying, like, they should really, really adopt the law, but if they did, I wouldn't object to it. Like, I wouldn't object to it. Like, I wouldn't, like, you know what I mean? I'm keeping it a buck, like, because, like,
but think
I just
about
feel
it.
Like
if they
all keep somebody from really, really just being in a violent rage, knowing that they can get their redemption. Now, I know you can get alimony or whatever, you know, you can money and all that, but, you know, I think that idea does not scare someone as much as jail time does. Like, if people would still do it, don't get me wrong. But the person,
right,
it's not about the person
say.
Not doing it. It's about the person not acting violently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, saving some lives. I'm all about saving lives. That's what I'm thinking about.
That goes to say a lot. That goes to say with everybody else that's committing crimes. They know they can go to jail for it. It's not stopping them from doing it. So
right,
I don't even think that
we're not talking about the person that's getting caught cheating. We're talking about keeping the person that the person that's hurt, the person that walks in and sees their man doing them or their woman doing them, like, you know, keeping them from actually acting out violently. you know.
I understand, but it's not going to stop. Ah, okay, I understand what you're saying. Okay.
Right, that's what
you're
saying.
Me.
Like, it's about...
You can
people
shield me, but because
but
I know
that
I'm going
to
jail...
Save some lives.
Or you could cheat on me, and I'm gonna get you locked up. I'm not. I'm. You know. I'm not gonna take the matter in my own hands. I'm gonna take it to the law. You're going to jail.
What if this is one of those countries, right? Where if you get caught cheating, and the person can prove it, you get like 20 years for that. Like, what if it was something crazy? Like, you get caught cheating, 20 years. Mandatory.
Why can't I just get $20,000? That'll make me feel better.
I'd rather get the 20. I would take the 20 years any day. I was like, oh, you get to do. Oh, you want to do 20 years? Oh, your life is ruined now. 20 years,
well,
hard time. That $20,000
no.
Will come and go. But that 20 years, 10 years from now, you're still sitting there with a smile on your face, like, you still got another 10 years.
Yeah,
to go.
But the thing is, you're not going to appreciate the person that if you catch somebody cheating and it actually hurts you, you're not going to appreciate them being locked up. We are forgiving people. We're going to forgive them 5 years into it, and then we're going to feel bad that they got to sit there 15
years. Who forgives people 5 years later from cheating? I don't know. Maybe you. Maybe you're a real God-fearing woman that's really big on forgiving. I don't forgive people for cheating. I'm not even over. The girl that cheated on me when I was a teenager. What are you talking about? What you talking about? Ain't nobody getting over that. I mean, yeah, to the point where you can speak and it's all good, but ain't nobody else, man, I don't forget nothing, man. Everybody that ever did me, grind me, I remember it. Like, and something like that, to that magnitude, come on, man. Like, nah, I'm not, nah. Mm-mm. I can't speak for everybody else, but I ain't, nah. You know, I don't want to see nobody blow your head off or nothing. I don't wish death on a person or nothing like that, but I don't have no respect for, like, someone that, like, you know, carried me like that. And then questioning them would be a whole another thing. It's like, without being in that situation, you can't even play that out. It's very hard to play that scenario out in your mind. And think, like, what you would really do realistically, like, because when you ever been in a situation where you had to think fast and you didn't know what you was going to do, you just did it without thinking about it?
Yes.
That's one of those situations. You know what I mean? Like, your child is, like, about to fall from, like, a real high place, like the fifth step up, and you're like, oh, you just grab them. You don't even think, you just grab instantly, like, you know, something like you're about to, you know, anything, any type of situation. You know what I mean? Like, you react quick. Like, you might walk on the ice, you know, it's been, like, icy and stuff outside. You might go to slip, but you actually, before you even realize, oh, this is ice I'm slipping on, you, boom, you just catch your balance. Like, oh, you know, without thinking about it, you don't have time to think about what's happening. Oh, I'm sliding on ice. You just, oh, touch my back. Like, you react so fast, like, the human mind is so, like, we don't fully understand it. And sometimes in certain situations, we'll react fast, you know, out of fear, out of anger, even out of sadness, out of, like, you know, all depending on where your mind is at. You know what I mean? That's the reason why temporary insanity does exist.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'll ever be able to get off on temporary insanity because I, like, even if the situation is, like, right there and you got to think, like, I like to, like, think about, like, run it through real quick. Even if I make the wrong decision, I like to think about it. And I'm hoping that if I ever, ever catch the person that I love, got somebody cocked open and in the air and getting their life, oh, I hope that I'll be able to be like, you know what? You just wasn't good for me, and walk away. That'll be living in a perfect world, right?
See, I hear you, and I can only respect the fact that you're willing to be the bigger person and walk away. But at the same time, this like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't feel like no example is being set. You know, like, I would tell my daughter, like, hey, man, you walking into a situation like that, I mean, no, like, I mean, hey, if you want to walk away, that's cool, I understand. But if you want to, you know, get the frying pan and clock that girl upside the head, whoever the most reasonable person, and you just go to work on that dome, and sit over there, like, I can't, hey, go for what you know. Like, man, don't let nobody screw you over like that. Like, nah.
I'm sorry, man. Like, you can't let people just disrespect you like that and just not have an answer. I mean, in the moment like that, like, nah,
that's old boy. That's, to me, all right, let me ask you this. What would you do if somebody hawk spit in your face? Because I see you like, and you like, what's up there?
But that's different.
In your face. What would you do? What would you do? That's the same thing to me as walking in and you walking in and your significant other, companion, or spouse is doing them with somebody else. That's what it's like to me. It's actually worse. It's worse than being spit in the face for me. If you go well on somebody for spitting in your face, how are you not well on them for disrespecting you like that, especially in your own home?
No. I'm telling you, somebody spit in my face, I'm going to jail.
Right. If I walk in and my wife is doing how my girl is doing how, I'm going to jail. You know what I mean? Like, straight up.
Yeah, but I'm not trying. You're going to sit in jail, and she will be still home fucking him and telling you what you want to hear. I'm just saying. You sitting in jail, you don't have your freedom. You listen to what somebody else told you to do, and she's still home.
I'm not trying to If he ain't my homeboy, if he ain't my homeboy or my, you know, somebody I know, my homeboy, my, you know, good friend from way back or even affiliate, he don't really owe me nothing. Now, I'm really upset that he's in my house. I'm going to say, look, brother, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to get out of here because this is between me and her. I don't know you, so you don't owe me nothing. I don't owe you nothing. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to get out of here. 1, 2, 3. And if I got my pistol, I'm going to point it out and say, yeah, you got 10 seconds. I bet you he get out there quick.
You know what I mean? And
I'm
then at that point,
up.
It's between me and her. It's on now. It's on now. This is between me and her. But if that's my homeboy or my cousin or somebody that I know, now it's a different story. Now it's between
it's
all three of us. It's into a triangle now. So we're about to have a face-off.
Because at that point, they both should have respect for you because they both know you and they both know your situation, your relationship and everything. Somebody else that was dragged into it, like when you brought up the point about your daughter, if you want to hit her over the head, clock her over the head with the pan, you can. If you don't, don't. And I was just going to say, like, it's not the female fault or in that situation. Or it might not be the guy's fault. Because it might be your significant other, the one who's doing the lying. So you really can't go after the person they're with unless they personally know you. And that's all I was.
Exactly.
That's the point I wanted to bring up with that one.
That's the point I was just saying.
I know. That's why I said I'm glad you said it. I'm glad you brought it up because I was waiting. I was just patiently waiting to say that because I've never went after the person. Like, if you know how that little text, you texting somebody, I never went after the girl. Even if she did know me or something, she don't owe me anything. Even if she knew of me, she don't owe me anything. He the one who owed me the respect of being in a relationship or telling me the truth and getting out of it. So always go after him or just leave him alone. Don't even got nobody to go after, especially if you want to disrespect me in such a way. I'm not trying to go to jail.
I can relate to that. I mean, I don't think none of us I take that back. Some people actually want to go to jail because they just keep going. So, no, some people do want to go to jail, but most of us don't want to be in jail. You know what I mean? But, you know, you ain't got to kill them. You know what I mean? Like, you smack the chick up the head, you see the chick on top of your man, you smack her with the frying pan, she probably ain't going to die. I mean, why was y'all trying to all the way back to hit a home run? Why was y'all trying to beat Rufa? Like, she'll live, you know what I mean? But if you will cock all the way back and try to try out for the Orioles or something, you know what I mean? Like, you might kill her. And now you're facing murder charges, you know, so.
I would say, yeah, don't
right.
try not to kill them, but, I mean, things
but
are happening so fast, you just don't know how you're going to react. Sometimes people didn't mean to kill somebody. Like the football player, Sean Taylor, he got shot in his leg, and he died. The people broke into his house, and I guess
exactly.
he was dead, and they didn't know or something, and they shot him in his leg, and he died. And a guy got charged with murder. I just read an article recently where it says, I think the guy got convicted. Whoever was the trigger man, I think, got convicted for murder, for shooting someone in the leg. And I'm thinking, you know, you would think a person would get manslaughter for that. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, anybody listening can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the trigger man got convicted for murder. You know what I mean? So you can try to, like, it could be a situation where you're not trying to kill somebody, but if you react violently with your heart pacing so fast and your mind just not, you know, everything's happening so fast, you just don't really know. Those are just one of those, that's just something that can happen, but that's the reason why you shouldn't just go out just doing, you know what I mean, just doing you like that. I mean, if you go and do you, don't do something like do you at you're at the crib. Don't do it where you rush your head at, where you and your significant other or spouse rush your head at. That's the most disrespectful thing you can ever do to in your relationship. Would you agree?
What about dumb?
It don't really get no more disrespectful than that.
Could it go on the list of dumbest?
Yeah, I mean, is you said on the list of dumbest?
Dumbest, the dumbest thing that you could ever do.
Dumbest, yeah, I mean, it's very dumb. It's just ignorant. It's ignorant, actually, is what it is. It's like, come on, you gotta have more sense than that.
Right,
but
you're already out there. Did you bring a chick home, or you bring a dude home? Or you bring a chick and a dude home? It's like, no, I'm just playing.
you know, we gotta talk about, like, what, like, the things people do to cause people to want to go elsewhere. You know, like, what makes a person not necessarily exit the relationship, but then decide, you know what, I'm going to do me. But they do them without breaking up and taking some time off. Because if somebody breaks up with you and takes time off of the relationship, like, you know, if, you know, all right, me and this woman was together, and we broke up, and then, like, 3 months later, I see her dating somebody else, so we never got back together, what can I really say at that point? But it's like, all right, you just going to drop me today, but today and then tomorrow you got a new boyfriend. No, you was cheating. Ain't no way. Ain't no
right.
way. You know, you got somebody.
There's no way you met him
quick.
That fast. For y'all to have that type of relationship. Nah.
But I'll be wondering, like, what, you know, sometimes you got to think about, like, you know, sometimes there's more to the story than just the outcome at the end. Like, what, you know, what makes somebody want to do that? I think selfishness plays a big role. I think a lack of ability to control your hormones plays a role, which I think 90% of the world struggles in, you know. And you know what? You know, when we come back from break, we're going to get into some of that, like, you know, stuff like what makes a person want to cheat, you know, and things of that nature. So we're going to go ahead and take our first break. I see we got some callers. Everybody that's calling the show, just know that if you ever want to speak on a topic live on air with myself, Tay Rail, and Miss T, you just got to press 1 and we'll be notified and we'll bring you on air. We're going to go on a break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up where we left off. This is getting interesting and we're only getting started. You're listening to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tay Real. That's my guest co-host for the night, Miss T. We in the building. Y'all stay tuned.
To my tenure, whoa, Lord of mercy, whoa, whoa, hey, hey, yeah. Not the first, not the last, so much pretty girl I pass. I'm holding on to such a task. That's why me, I said it from me heart. Oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend. Cause as far as I can see, she loves only me. Oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend. But Lord, if you can stop me from cheating, just don't let me get caught. No, 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 no. a sticky situation, yeah. Me promise my girl she only look in her direction, but everywhere me turn me see her next one drop. And my body is too weak and I ball the attention. I only wanna give the girls what they want. My lady says I'm wrong, but she would understand. I don't wanna lie, but I don't want to cry. Yo, I'm so very weak inside. Oh Lord, don't let me cheat. I love my baby, but the girls, them still there for my mind.
Boy.
It's unfair, I can't deny ya, cause I couldn't bear to think about my lady on another guy.
Come on.
And yo, it's hard, yo, it's hard, yo, it's hard. To have one girl, it's kinda rough to play the part.
Boy.
She would've left me if she knew what's in my thoughts. I hope I don't ever pay that cost. Oh, love, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend. Cause as far as I can see, she loves only me. She never make feet. Forget and can't get a straight craziness. So, when me sit down and me meditate, just can't make she know that she getting it. Now, one girl to a man, so we set to getting it. But we have one girl who keep forgetting it. Never get caught yet, we think we're making it. I hope we don't end up regretting it. Oh, love, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend.
Hey, you know you got the vocals on this motherfucker. We finna talk about these scams, bro.
I can talk about scams and business.
Oh, I know you can. I know you. That's why we finna do it. Dad's on the beat. Hey, Dad, nigga, stop fucking around with the piano. Nigga, just drop that shit like this here.
I met you through my homie, now you act like you don't know me. So disappointed, cause baby, that shit was so phony. It's not phony, you see no love for my closest homies. Would've paid you no mind, but baby, you was all up on me. Watch you for people, persistence, you had to pay for hoes. No, I ain't mad at you, baby, go ahead and play them fools. They chose not to listen, so now we stuck inside his house and can't leave without a strict permission. Permission to be a player, my aliens and balls drop the top on these jealous niggas. Player, let me floss. Y'all don't wanna see me in pain. I leave that ass like Tony Braxton, never breathing again. I never liked the backstab and ass trick. Used to watch your money rapping, who's your back and be it. Ready to bust in the city, you don't know who to trust. The bitches flip the scandal. I've been stressing in this ghetto game, trying to do my thing, won't be no bullshit, no ass kissing. This bitch a hack, you waking up with all your parents missing. I'm asking, as if I'm qualified to analyze. You're looking at a bitch that spends a lot of telling lies. She got a body, make a motherfucker fantasize. Her face ain't never shed a tear through the damn side. My sister questions are popping, plus I knew she was a freak bitch, so I've been bothering. I'll probably be strong, addicted to the heat of her tongue, although I don't know where I'm going. She's making me come. I've been trained as a ball player, so what you saying? Let me show you got some hope, cause we can talk later. Before I let her get me, I got her, went in the purse, she took the $100. Nigga, I'm so scared. Scheming on getting riches, I'm spitting at tricks, cause I'm addicted to pretty bitches. Come and see motivate, not easily terminate. Now to be made, my niggas can never be faded. This is my prophecy, I gotta be paid. All you cowards that try to stop me is begging for early grade. I thought we was cool, I was a fool thinking you could be true when I don't fuck with your punk group. These are the tales for my niggas doing time in the cell. I went from hell to living well, busting in niggas who set my name in vain. I got no time for the tricks, I'm heavy in the game. I wanna be a baller, please, but the bitches and the liquor keep on calling me. I'm floating free on the highway, formulating plans, can't wait till I see LA.
Everybody, we're back. You're listening to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Timmy Real, if you didn't know. And this is my guest co-host for the night, Miss T.
Hello, hello, hello.
We are back from break. Shout out to Nizzy Nay. Rest in peace to Nizzy Nay's cell phone. You know, hopefully... you know, she get that new phone, and, you know, we'll be back in business. So, meanwhile, Miss T was kind enough to come and co-host for the night because, for those who don't know, T Real does not go on air by himself talking to herself for 2 hours. That just does excited for me. And, yeah, with that said, we're back. And the topic of discussion is when you catch your significant other cheating. You know, so before we went on break, we already was talking about being caught and, like, you know, we talked about the possibility of, like, what if a person had to, for those who missed it, the possibility of, like, facing jail time. Like, what if this country is one of those dictator-type countries that, like, you know, if you do something, like, you know, like some of the countries, like, the woman get punished or stuff like that. What if anybody in America got, like, you could do serious jail time for that? We talked about that possibility. We talked about people acting violently. And, I mean, it's another end of the discussion if you really think about it, you know, because it's just so many angles to go on. You know what I mean, Ms. T?
It is. It's a lot. And I'm just sitting here thinking about this next topic and getting... I'm right.
Like, what causes, what makes someone want to, like, that's what we were talking about before a break, like, what makes someone want to, like, do that? Like, there's a million and one reasons it could be, but, like, is it ever justified, like, you know, minus, like, you got cheated on first, so you're cheating back. And you either got to ask yourself, is that justified? Because now we're touching on if two wrongs make a right. You know what I mean? But, like, the things that, you know, like, for instance, you got a boyfriend that's always saying, always up in your phone, and he's like, why you always got to be on the phone? Why you always got to be on Facebook? Yeah, you smashing somebody, ain't you? Yeah, you cheating. Like, every time that you, if you go out with your homegirls, why you always got to go out with your girls? What niggas you going to go see? You ain't going out with your girls. You lying. You getting your girls to cover for you. You just calling, hear loud music in the background, like, wait. Where you at? Like, we in the club. You know, like, we in the club. You know, because it's so loud, the music. And he's like, you in the club, all right. You ain't in no club. You just told your homegirl it's time to turn the music up. And he's just always on your back. Like, he's always accusing you of cheating and doing something dirty. Just like the pop song that went off just now. He's accusing you of being scandalous. And then eventually you just be like, you know what? All right, I'm going to give you a reason. A lot of people do that. They're like, all right, you keep accusing me.
I'm gonna give you a reason, you know, and they start doing them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So sometimes people cheat because of that. Like sometimes people feel provoked, but is it ever justified? Is it ever justified?
Well, what you was just saying about should you cheat because of that? Well, I suffer the consequences of getting accused of cheating, and you can't enjoy the pleasure of it. I'm just saying.
Wow, so you sound like a person that's a supporter of that.
Yes. You keep saying
Wow. You know what? We got to get to the callers because I know what you're saying, that I know other people want to speak. We got some callers. Let's go to Miss Candy first, and then we're going to get to the homie Stunner next. So let's get to Candy. Candy, you're live on the air on It's Real Talk Radio. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
What is good, Candy? I know you got something to say about this because I seen you hit that one as soon as we started getting into it. So I know you got something to say about this.
Yeah. The question was, what causes someone to cheat?
Yeah,
for instance, you know, see, like, people upgrading, new additions, you know, how every year, you know, they come out with the new model. And sometimes after a while, you're sitting there and you're just like, okay, you're feeling like, you know, you have to do an upgrade. I mean, people get into relationships and they get real comfortable and they forget why and how they started that relationship, and people get too comfortable and then they forget. They slack. They don't do, they don't continue to do, you know, the little stuff like, you know, the flowers, the cards, you know, the simple stuff. And then at some point you just feel unappreciative. You don't feel like you're appreciated. And that feeling alone can be enough just to say, you know what, I'm done with this. Moving on. I need to go. Because you're no longer getting the satisfaction or the emotions and the feelings and the support that you need in that relationship. You have to move
on. Okay. All right, bam, I hear you, right? So here's a question for you, and then we're going to get to Stunner next. So in that situation where a person feels like someone might have changed, like, you know, like you said, sometimes in a relationship people is like, they're like, well, you know, you used to give me flowers, you used to hold my hand, you used to take me to Red Lobster, and now I'm lucky if I can get a dollar menu, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, when things change, you know, when things change and a person, because a lot of people, once they get comfortable, it's like, all right, now I can just be who I really am and I don't have to try to flatter you no more. But in a situation where things change, is it justified still, like, is it actually justified to cheat versus just walking away? Like, you know what, I'm done with this relationship, because we're not talking about walking away. We're talking about someone staying in that relationship but doing them on the side.
Right. Well, no, it's never justified, but to the individual that's doing it, it is. And I want to say it's like a divide and conquer type thing. It's like, okay, yeah. You know, it's like a challenge. It's like, okay, to see what you can get away with. You know, so I'm like, that's like kleptos. It's wrong to steal. But the whole rush and everything to do it and the possibility of getting caught is like an adrenaline rush for them. And I think that to some degree, it's like at some level, I think to me, I would say they want to get caught, but the fact that they're not, it's like a high to them. They get off on it.
Wow, that's an interesting perspective right there, but I can't say that I disagree with you on that. I do think that some people really do get an adrenaline rush, especially the people that go so far as to, like, do it at their home and risk it, like, they live with their significant other or spouse and do it and take that risk. It got to be the adrenaline rush that's, like, turning them on and make them, you know, some people just are into daring things. If it's, the more daring it is, the more of a turn on it is. So some people are like that. So I want you to hold that thought, Candy. We want to get the Stunner real quick, but stay on. You know, we're not taking you off the air. You're going to stay on. We're going to bring Stunner on, and we're going to turn this into a group conversation. So, Mr. Stunner from It's Real Talk Radio, from Street Legal Radio. Mr. Stunner,
from Street Legal Radio. Let me give y'all some love real quick. What's up, Real Talk Radio? Stunner, you live on Edge Real Talk Radio. That's the home stunner right there, my affiliate, Street Legal Radio. Shout out to the whole Street Legal Radio movement. Stunner is in the building. Stunner, I know you got something to say about this topic.
Yeah, man, definitely. You know, this is a topic that I'm familiar with, so I definitely got some words to say about it. The whole, most people cheat. I'm going to tell you this. 50% of cheating is done because of revenge. That's half of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like an unstoppable cycle. You know what I'm saying? As long as people cheat, they're going to keep cheating because you're mad and you want to get them back. You know what I'm saying? That's never going to stop. It's 50% of it is revenge. You got cheated on that, you're about to get them back. Which goes back into the first caller. I mean, the guest host, she was talking about the fact that if you keep blaming me, why not? Nah, you ain't supposed to do that. That's going to lead to the whole that's going to lead right to the whole revenge thing, because you're going to do it, you're going to get caught, he's going to be mad, so he's going to do it too. So you help me.
Right. Already doing
it. Everybody needs to stay single. That's my fault.
Miss T, you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, because if he's continuing to blame me for cheating, he believes it. He already believes it. So he's already getting revenge on me for something that I'm not even doing. So why not?
No, he's just pointing the finger. You got to learn to ignore it. You can't just do it because he's saying it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how about he stop pointing the finger? He won't get cheated on.
But once you do that, though, he ain't going to do nothing but want to do it, too. You see what I'm saying? You can't break the cycle like that. Then he going to go to the next chick, and she going to be like, why you and your last girlfriend broke up? She cheated, so I cheated. So she already going to be with cheating because she know he cheated. It's another.
Well, but if he's cheating, and he's blaming me because he know what he's getting away with. Hello?
Listen. Why not be getting away with anything?
But what if he is?
What if? We don't know. Until you know it ain't cheating.
Right.
Real talk. That's it. Until you know it ain't cheating. That's the bottom line.
Hey, Candy, I know you have something to say about this in response to Stunner.
Well, let's say he ain't cheating, but I disagree.
Why everybody got to disagree with me? Y'all, listen. How old are y'all? No, we ain't going to talk about age on the air.
you saying that this is not, that to point a finger, you know, don't give them the ammunition. But, you know, sometimes the thought is just as bad as the actual act. So you can think of it and not actually do it, and that could just be as worse as actually doing it because that intent is there.
No, until you do it, you're not guilty. And until you know, you ain't guilty. I'm sticking with that one.
No, I disagree.
I mean,
texting, like, okay, for instance, like, you know, texting and, you know, following someone on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, you know, if you have that intent, knowing that you're in a relationship and you have that intent, I mean, it's leading up to the act. So why isn't that part of cheating?
Instagram is cheating if you're making comments. If you're just looking at pictures, it's just like looking at a magazine.
Well, I'm saying exactly, but I'm talking about, you know, if you singled out a person, and now you're like, you know, it's like a friendly, you know, like you're constantly, you know, I like this, you have your comments, and then it can, because I've seen firsthand how Instagram and Facebook can be taken way out of context, and it's like, it's like a dating site. I thought it was social networking, you know, you meet your family and your friends and you talk or whatever, but it looks like it's a new hookup. People are hooking up.
How about Candy? How about when you catch your dude liking the same girl's pictures. Every time she posts a picture, like,
you know,
and even commenting, like, baby, you so sexy. Like, oh, man, what I would do to you.
So you know,
would you look at that as cheating, or is that just like trying to cheat so it don't count?
At some point, I'm going to be like, well, why is all her pics so sexy? Like, what's going on? What is this about?
You can just
like,
say,
okay.
Check this out, though. He can say, well, it's just
a lot of
females let their man go to the strip club. So he can say, well, mm-hmm. you let me go to the strip club, and I'm actually seeing them and touching them. This is just on the internet, so this is definitely harmful. I mean, this is definitely not harmful. This is harmless.
See, the thing
is,
I don't know females that let their man do anything. The thing is that you have to let a man be a man and a woman be a woman. If that's what they're going to do, they're going to do it. The thing is, you have to have your rapport as far as where you stand in your relationship. It's all about insecurity. And if you're going to be insecure, that's how the relationship is going to be, and it's not going to last. I don't think going to the strip club if you're in a relationship is something that you should be doing. But
you don't let your man go to the strip club? Like you don't support that?
I don't support that. But if that's what he chooses to do, then that's on him. I trust that he will be okay, and he realized that after the fact, after all that 2 hours, 3 hours, however long he stay in there, he's coming home to me. So I have to trust that he's
going
to be okay.
I'm just trying to have something to say.
You should have went with him. That's what you should have did. You should have went there.
Well, I would go with him, but, you know, I mean, if he's hanging out with the guys and all the other stuff, I don't need to be there babysitting. That's an unawkward. That shows the insecurity, you know. That would show insecurity on my end. I need, oh, man, you got your girl. She all in the background and stuff. I can't even have fun because your girl here. Like, nobody won't do that. You don't have to go through that. Just go ahead and chill.
His friends ain't going to do that. You're going to act like it's all gravy, like they don't never be doing nothing wrong. Ooh, that's what they're going
to
be acting
like. They couldn't be themselves. They probably wouldn't be able to be themselves because I'd be sitting over there with the stink eye looking at them like, ew. But, you know, whatever.
I got
one
for you, Stunner, what if your woman went to a male strip club? Would you be all right with that?
Man, you know, I'm not insecure at all. You know, it's all cool. Go ahead and go out because that's a chance for me to go out and hang with the fellas. Without arguing or having any, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good. Go ahead, have fun. Enjoy yourself. You need a couple of dollars? You can stay out a little late if you want. You know what I'm saying? It's all cool with me. I don't trip off of that.
Me personally, I don't want to be in a male strip club. I don't need them shaking nothing of theirs in my face. I'm fine. Get all the way back.
You sound like you're about to go to a female strip club, Candy.
Well, no, I wouldn't, but at least they're more entertaining and they do stuff. It's like if you can expect the same thing if you go and see the male stripper, because all you're going to do is like a couple push-ups, you want to show his biceps, and now he want to shake his finger in the face. I mean, girls, they can acrobats and stuff. They start climbing, you know, and twirling the weave around and stuff, and it gets all animated. But, I mean, I'm just not into that. I'm at the point now where I don't need to. I watched enough porn in my life. I've done enough stuff. But I don't need to go and get that type of satisfaction. I don't need that type of stimulation. I need other type of stimulation, and it's not that. My mind is a powerful thing. I can have my strip club in my mind right now.
All right, here's that.
Right.
Hey, y'all, you know what? Panel. I'm going to refer to y'all as the panel since it's four of us now. Can we talk bachelor parties, bachelorette parties? Like, what's the line right there? Because a lot of times that leads to, you know, suspect cheating type scenarios where, you know, things get a little extra, people party a little too hard, get a little too drunk, and you know, so what about that? Will you guys support the idea of a bachelor party, bachelorette party? Stunner, let's start with you. If your wife was having a bachelorette party and they had a male stripper and it was getting crazy up in there, like how mad would you be? Would you be mad at all?
This is the last night that you're going to have of freedom. You know what I'm saying? You should be able to get away with whatever you can get away with without the other party finding out. Now, if you get caught, you know what I'm saying? That's on you. But What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Every bachelorette or bachelor party is Las Vegas. That's the way I see it. But don't get caught.
Now you bring something home.
Okay, Miss T, you've been quiet, Miss T. Talk to us. Let us know how you feel about that statement.
No, he said, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I said, not if you bring something home.
I agree.
Yeah, that's
or leave something there like a baby.
That
is true.
Not tell me Oprah was on the panel.
This is not on Oprah. This is real talk. I mean, the possibility is there. You're talking about leaving in Vegas, and 9 months later, she's coming up talking about, well, what about child support? I mean, one night of fun, cause we all know that one night of fun could just be, like, ruin you for the rest of your life.
Hey.
Your last night, it shouldn't be looked at as the last night of freedom. Do you feel like marriage is a bondage? Are you now no longer free? They done put the chains on you and shackled you down?
See, women have their own interpretation, and men have their own interpretation. I'm sorry, I'm not the same as yours. Or I'm not the same as y'all, but...
I don't know. I disagree with that. I don't know. I mean, the bachelor parties can get really out of hand. And then with the alcohol, see, the thing is, if bachelor parties and bachelor parties were without alcohol, I could say, okay, you know what? At least there's a 50-50 chance that things may not get out of hand. But when the alcohol comes into play, your decision making that everything is blurred. I mean, you're just doing things erratically, and you don't know, and you can't really be responsible for the stuff that you do.
But to be perfectly honest, I'm gonna be honest. All right, I'm gonna take the jokes out of it. The bachelor party had to be and bachelorette party had to be a mutual respect between the two parties involved. You know what I'm saying? It might even need to be discussed and some ground rules laid.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can get away with something, it's your last night of your life.
Right. So, you know, it ain't secret until you say I do. So what about that, Stunner? If you find out that your wife put some head on her bachelorette party from some male stripper dude or whatever, but it was all in fun. It just drunk too much, and it just kind of happened. And you find this out, maybe you've been married for a year now, and you just find this out. Do you pack your bags, or can you take that one on the chin and like, all right, that was before we got married. We starting fresh now.
How can I pack my bags, and I'm probably going to get some head too at my bachelor party. You know what I'm saying? We even. Just call me and tell me before you go home so I can make sure I get it. You know, we even. Let's call it even. You know what I'm saying? Call me during the party like, oh my God, I just got some hits. You better hurry up and get some for your party over. All right, thanks, baby. I'll call you when I finish. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You got to.
Miss T.
Yes, sir.
I want to hear your response to that.
I don't know.
If your dude caught some head on his bachelor or his bachelor at his bachelor party, like, would you?
But,
you find out 1 year later into the marriage that it happened. They was like, baby, that was my last time, and that was, you know, things got out of hand. We drunk, and it was the last time. It won't happen no more. It's just, you know, last night the fellas too much to drink. You know that type of thing. Like, would you? Would you pack your bags, or would you be able to take that one on the chin because you're married now and you're starting over?
Knowing me, I would probably be relieved that I wasn't the only one. It's like, no, you're joking.
Wow, the genie is out of the bottle. Well, I was planning to marry Miss T, y'all had some things to talk about. Y'all had some things to talk about, but y'all had some things to seriously discuss.
Me either.
I was just joking. Come on, y'all. I was just joking. Like, but I don't know. I think as far as the bachelorette question, whether you should have a bachelorette or the party before, blah, 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 I believe that everybody should have the opportunity to have that party. And I believe you should go there with the respect of your significant other in mind. Because if we were just in a relationship and we wasn't getting married, I wouldn't want you out here catching heads because it was the last hour before you decided to come in house to me. It's the same, you know, it's not the last day of the rest of your life. It's supposed to be, I don't know. I just think that go ahead and do your thing. Just keep me in mind and respect how I would feel about it. And I always say, if it's something that you do and you can't tell me, it's cheating. But if you can go there and do whatever it is you've done and you can come home and we can have a conversation about it, by all means, have fun.
Just know that my conversation's going to have some things left out. Man, sometimes that whole, we just talk about it. It's cool. Like, you got to watch out a stunner. Correct me if I'm wrong. You got to watch out for that woman that's just going totally calm about it, totally cool. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. So it's fine. No, yeah, you can go to sleep. Oh, it's cool. I'm not mad. Go ahead to sleep. Go ahead. Yeah, no, you don't have to sleep on the couch. You can sleep in the bed. It's totally fine. You wake up in a pool full of your own blood. You know what I mean? That scares me the most, a woman being totally calm about the situation and just keeping her cool. I'd rather see her just go haywire. At least I know, okay, she's mad, so okay. So let me keep my distance, or I know what's going on. No. So.
That is scary. Somebody
thinks Candy. Miss Candy got quiet over there. Candy.
I just relived a couple of moments on this phone. I'm just listening. Wow. how would I feel about the whole thing? I mean, disturbing. I don't know. I agree with Miss T. If that's how you feel, and always before we say our vows and for God, and it's okay, and I don't think that's acceptable. You know, you might wake up in a pool of your blood. Because
What was that? Was that Miss King?
Sorry, my phone is on life support.
Who phone died? Who phone died?
Did he hit? I'm plugging it up now, but it was going in and out. I was listening.
Oh, that's Candy talking. Yes. I'm about to send this to you. You're the co-host for the night. You're supposed to know that your phone charged.
Nope, I locked and loaded.
So what we're going to do, y'all, we're going to take one more break. And when we come back, we're going to get into some more of this, get a little deeper before we go ahead and wrap it up. Hopefully, hold up. I think we lost Stunner. Yeah, we lost Stunner. That's why I got quiet. That's why we had that moment of silence.
I thought it was my phone.
Yeah, I think we lost Stunner. So, hopefully we'll get him back. Miss T and Candy, we're going to take a break now. And I see an 868. Let's find out who 868 is real quick before we take a break.
No.
868.
Sorry.
868?
Yo.
868, you're live on the
Hello?
Air.
Are you MST going no in the back?
Say that again.
Hello? Hi, MST.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, my. What is going on?
You didn't speak to Candy or Tay, Mr.
868. I was kind of rough. What do y'all know? Do y'all know each other? So I'm just sitting over here like, well, okay, what's going on?
This is a Trinidad call, though. I was saying this is a Trinidad call, though, on a very interesting topic.
This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take this break. We're going to play some music. We're going to go back into the private conference and figure out everything because I'm kind of lost myself. So, we're going to go ahead and take this break real quick and get to the nitty-gritty. And then we're going to get back to the topic. Very interesting topic. The topic of discussion is when you catch your significant other cheating.
So you're listening to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm T Real, the host. My co-host for the night is Miss T. And we also got Candy on the line in 868. We're going to find out who 868 is. And we're going to get back to it after break, y'all. So stay tuned.
First of all, let me say, you can't accuse me of all the things you know that you are guilty of. And I see that it is easy for you to blame everything on me. If that's the case, I should go have my fun and do all the things you say I do. Boy, I can't continue to take this from you. I might as well. Girl told me she saw you with some girl, but I didn't accuse you of something that I didn't see myself. Realize that I would never do anything to disrespect you. Trust me, you gotta stop accusing me.
I might as well have. Started to act weird. We could've. Hey, where you going? Get back here! can hear you. Now shut the fuck up and get what's coming to you. You were supposed to love me. Now please, bitch, please.
Welcome back to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, T Real. Miss T, my guest co-host for the night. You there?
Yes, I'm here. All
right. We had a crazy little awkward moment before the show went to the break. I have a little back. The last song that we just played, that's my song. Like, Kim, you like that song, Miss T, Kim, by Eminem? That was off the Marshall Mathers LP.
It was a nice song. Is that why you picked it?
I love that song. And it's funny, because that made me think, because I know my mom used to, like, she really ain't like that song, and I would play it, and I'd be tired. She was like, can you, like, not play that song? shout out to my dude. I got to give my dude some love real quick. I had to shout out Mom Deuce real quick. Let's bring Candy back on. Candy.
Hey, I'm here.
All right, yeah, we back in effect. Yeah, so minus the way the show went to break. So we're talking about catching your significant other cheating in the act. Topic. A discussion. When you catch your significant other cheating. So we want to switch it up a little bit, and one of the things we really didn't get to really touch on is you being the one. We're going to all three put ourselves in that situation. So don't nobody want to hear, but I wouldn't do that. No. Tonight you did this. So who want to start? Who want to start it first? Who want to go first?
I guess I can go.
All right, we're gonna kick it off with Miss T.
I'm still laughing about that. It's kind of like, no.
That was an interesting,
you know,
awkward situation. I was like, what? It's like,
thing is, I'm glad that happened because y'all got to see firsthand exactly how I would respond. No! I'm sure that's exactly how it would go down. That's my answer. That's exactly how it would go down. I don't think I would do anything different besides run. If it was me, man, I can't picture myself getting caught, though. Too good at what I do. It's like, no, I'm just playing.
Ooh, ooh. She just letting it all out tonight. You're like, no.
I'm just
letting out all the secrets.
I'm just joking. All right, go ahead.
I don't know, Miss T.
I want to listen to what would you do different? Would you yell out?
All right. I'll open myself because I know Candy's going to have something to say about this. All right, in this situation, bam, so I'm doing me, bam. I get caught and the wife or girlfriend or whatever walks in. Yeah. That's definitely an awkward situation. How do I respond? That's very interesting. I mean, there's much you can do. You're going to sit there and look stupid like, baby, it's not what it looks like. I mean, what do you really do? I think I would definitely try to calm her down. The first thing I would probably do is try to grab her and, like, try to talk some sense into her, like, you know, which is going to be kind of stupid because how do you talk sense into someone in that situation? But what else is there to do? Like, you know, like, even if you're not caught actually in the act, but getting caught, like, in the bed together, I mean, even that alone is just like, oh, yeah, well, she was tired, I was tired, so we both just said we were going to lay down and, you know, just watch a movie. It was cool. It wasn't nothing like that, though. Like, how do you really, you know, I know for a fact the first thing I would do is probably get up out the bed, hurry up, run over to her, like, you know, try to calm her down, try to grab her, because I know she's probably going to try to attack one of us, and I'm probably going to try to grab her, calm her down, and then I might say, but everything I say is probably going to be stupid anyway, like, because you're so caught in the moment, like, you know, you're embarrassed and hot. How do you even ask the other person to leave? Like, I think it's best you leave, like, really, you think? Like, she probably would just leave automatically, like, how do you get parties to leave without a fight breaking out? It's a crazy situation. Candy, how about yourself?
I mean, I'm caught at this point, you on go hard or go home. I mean, I feel like this. You might as well just go all the way. I'm like, yeah, I did it. What? You know, you might as well, I mean, at this point, you might as well admit it. You're wrong. You got caught. Hopefully that, I was about to say, hopefully that wouldn't happen. Hopefully, I wouldn't get caught, but if I did, I think I would just get the case of screw it and just, you know, I'd probably get mad that I did get caught, mad at myself, and then I would just lash out and be like, look, yeah, I did it. What you going to do now? I'd probably be ready to fight. Mad because I got caught. Mad because I got caught.
Well, if you wouldn't have... You know, that's probably the first thing. If you wouldn't have did this or you wouldn't have did that, then I wouldn't have did. You can't do that in a situation like that, though.
I'm not going to point the finger, but, you know, like I said, I mean, there's things that lead up, you know. There's signs, there's things that happen, and, you know, sometimes a relationship can just be, sometimes you just fall out of love with somebody, but you got history and you just don't want to leave them and you don't want to hurt people's feelings. I mean, you know, there's a lot of circumstances where cheating could take place, and I'm not saying that it's justified, but like I said, for the person that's doing it, it is. And, you know, being caught is, I guess, you know, the best way you can just come clean. You already got caught. Just finish it up. End it. You know? As a matter of fact, hopefully the person that you got caught with wouldn't leave, because then that's going to mess you up. But, you know, if they leave, then just so be it, and you can just do a fresh start. You know, you did yourself a favor by getting caught. Hopefully no one threw any punches and pulled out any knives, and, you know, because when you pay with people's feelings, you're paying with people's lives. And that's another thing about cheating that can get really ugly. Nobody wants to get hurt.
Right.
But somebody is going to get hurt. Somebody is.
And I agree. Like, I think that a lot of people are in a situation where they're in too deep emotionally to fully pull away. And so they cheat because, like, a lot of times I think mentally and emotionally they still want the person. But at the same time, they're like, you know, for whatever's going on, whatever's going on with them, if there's problems, you know, there's the way they handle stress is, oh, I'm going to just go, you know, sleep with somebody else, and that's going to relieve the stress. So now I'm not going to, you know, I don't have to be mad at that person because when they get on my nerves, I can just go to that person. That's going to keep me from wanting to fully leave. Because some people are just like, they are afraid of fully leaving because they just don't. I mean, starting over, I think that keeps a lot of people from leaving. Like, you know, like the women that, like, get abused and been getting abused for years and still in that same relationship. And the guy whose wife treats him like crap, tells him he's not a man, yells in his face, point in his face, hit on him, try to provoke him. And, you know, like, people in those situations, I don't know. It's, oh, Misty.
They're damaged. They're damaged. A lot of people that does that, they're either, or in the final show, their relationships are damaged. They didn't have a good example of a relationship growing up because they grew up in a broken home, and they saw their mom and their dad go through a bunch of different men and women, and, you know, maybe to them that is acceptable and that behavior is okay. Everybody has their own way in the interpretation of love, and maybe they think, you know, mind, they still love somebody. And it's possible that you can just love so much, you got so much love to give, that you just can't give it to this one person. You have to give it out in doses to certain people, because no one can just handle all your love.
Yeah, I mean.
Possibly. I'm just saying, it could be possible. Too much and overwhelming. But
Misty?
I think there's a lot of damaged, hurt people out here.
I'm scared to speak again.
I was like, you know what? I want to hear from Miss T right now.
I plead the fifth. I feel like I am incriminating myself.
Hey, this is a hypothetical conversation amongst three adults.
No.
It's hypothetical.
Yep. Can't get no realer than this. I don't know. I've never been caught cheating. Never. I know it's easy to sit and see how you're going to respond or how you're going to act. I've never been caught. For me, I like to tell you before I get caught because I feel like I'm doing something by letting you know, like, yeah, I did it. So it's like, what are you really going to say? Now you just have to do whatever you want to do, I guess. Deal with it the way that you can deal with it. We can even decide whether we're going to work it out, but I like to tell you. I try not to lie. I might squeeze one in every now and then and again. But I like to tell you. If I'm thinking about it, you'll know way ahead of time before I even do it. Signs to look out for. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm
Candy, saying. Do you agree? I wanted to ask Candy, you know, her being a female, is it really true that women give signs letting men know what's about to go down?
Thank
giving
you.
Them the opportunity. Do we give men the opportunity to stop us from stepping away or stepping off to the side, having our cake and eating it too?
Do we give men the opportunity to stop it from happening?
Yes. Do we give them the opportunity to fix what we feel is wrong? To
I
make
think
us
we
happy
do.
At home.
I think a good majority of us do. Because basically, sometimes you just don't even want to be or even cheat. You just want them to get their act together. And what's your far way for a man to do that is to see it, or the possible notion that you may have interest somewhere else. Sometimes they're like, okay, well, they're only going to do one or two things. They're like, okay, maybe I need to get my act together. Or they're going to be like, you know what, I don't need her. I can move on. But you know, women, we do things for attention, attention-seeking and, you know, all that stuff that we shouldn't be doing. Just to get attention. It's sad.
Right.
You laugh and you agree. Like, it's all for attention. I did all this. I just went and I just jumped through a ring of fire just to get his attention. Look what I can do.
Yeah. What you
think?
Real
extra out here, and then you know you're competing with girls that will do all that for nothing.
Nothing.
So, nothing. Like you don't even help it. Nothing. You know, you're going to do all that and
all you did was just speak to her.
Some people lack in self-esteem. You know, some people don't feel like they can do better, too. You know, like some people are just, they feel like, man, like, you know, they'll put up with anything. Like some people will actually get to see that significant other cheating and still stay. And they'll just, you ever seen that person that just been kind of just mentally, not necessarily physically, sometimes mentally abused for just years and years, and they're still there. Like some people feel like they can't do better. And just some people are afraid of starting over, which is why I think a lot of people, like a lot of females, stay in abusive relationships. A lot of men stay in abusive relationships. Most of the times, the man's abusive relationship is a mental thing. The woman has a mental pull over the guy. You know, with a guy naturally being stronger than a woman, usually is the mental abuse. The mental abuse is real, and it can be worse than physical abuse. You know, if somebody tells you that you ain't nothing, you ain't a man, you know. And if you're a woman, somebody slapping you upside the head all the time, telling you you're ugly, you fat, eat this, and all that stuff can, you know. And then you catch them cheating, and then it's like you don't even have it in you to, your self-esteem not even high enough to think that you can ever do better. Some people are so afraid of, like, being alone or just don't think that, you know, they just are worthy of anything, a really great person. They don't think they're capable of it, and they'll just stay in that situation. Because we've been talking about, like, you know, people getting caught and stuff, but we really didn't talk about the people who catch people repeatedly in the act, and, like, they still stick around. So that happens a lot, too.
It happens a whole lot. I actually have a friend all the time, and I just be sitting there. All thing I can do is sit and support. But it's like, you just think to yourself, like, when are you going to make this decision to stop this cycle from happening? When? Because I'm just waiting for the day.
It's scary. I mean, what are you waiting for? Because one day she may pass away. I mean, somebody may get tired of her shenanigans and out her. I mean, right now, the way that the world is, people and their feelings and their emotions are getting into themselves, and, you know, people feeling like enough is enough. People are getting tired, and, you know, people are doing the extreme, and it's scary. And that's just in relationships, let alone playing with somebody's feelings and hurting them repeatedly. At some point, I would be scared to go home and lay down and sleep beside somebody that I know and be cheated on all the time. You want to sleep with one eye open. There's no way to sleep.
I mean, it is. It's a risky situation, and it's not as fun as it always seems. It can be very, very stressful. I'm not telling y'all this from experience. Please, don't this. But it's a real crazy situation to have yourself in. But, I mean, did you ask the question is it justified in some situations and some situations it's not? I believe in some situations it is justified, if I didn't already share my point of view on that. I believe some situations it is justified.
It's justified in some situations to actually do it but not leave the person, but, you know, kind of do you, but still stick around, though. Still stay in that relationship.
Some situations. Because, I guess if you've been with somebody for so long.
I have one. Bipolar. Schizophrenic.
There's a whole bunch of psychosis.
Well, you know, I'm not justifying saying that's okay, but, you know, you got people out here, like you said, they have mental issues. They have issues. Issues and issues and issues. And, you know, that could be one of them. You know, a schizophrenic, a schizo, they have different personalities. And one of her personalities just may be in love with you, and the other one don't.
So you're talking about schizophrenia. That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like a person that has two totally different identities inside of one line. Like, a person really is mentally messed up in the head, like.
Multiple personality disorder.
It's not just,
yeah,
it's not just.
That's like a mental disconnect from the full rational reality. From rationally viewing reality. Like, you know, like you kind of a free marble sort in that situation. Like, so I don't think you can look at a situation like that where somebody's really kind of like things going on upstairs. You got to give them a pass. They got to get a pass. Because, I mean, first of all, why would you date someone that's like that, you know? Now, I don't know if you're metaphorically speaking or not, but I'm just saying, like, you know.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was going to say a pass, yeah, right past me. Because I'm not dealing with nobody like that, because they're going to kill me and they're going to be walking around out of jail in 6 months. No. Temporary insanity?
Yeah.
What I'm just talking about? No. 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 You can't deal with people like that because they don't care. I need somebody that's going to care about me enough not to put his hands on me if I do something that he don't approve of.
I agree.
So
who gets past, Miss T?
That's funny.
I don't care what nobody say, y'all. Oh, what was you saying, Miss T?
I didn't hear you.
Oh, I thought I cut you off. I didn't mean to cut you off. But I was just saying, this is not a time, a situation to me where it can be, I'm never giving nobody a pass for that. You're not ever going to get a pass for that. Like, oh, yeah, I got on your nerves. Oh, I called you a B, so you went and smashed some guy. You know what? I should not have called you a B. That's on me. Like, no. Like, you got, like, my lack of respect for a person would drop so low. Rather, I caught them in the act was just no. You know, like, that's just, there's no bouncing back, you know. There's no bouncing back from that. You know, if either of you tried to work through a situation where someone cheated on you and you try to work through it, the relationship is off, like, it is never be the same again. Once somebody crossed that boundary, that's why I said you're going to do it. Don't get caught. 20 years from now, say, oh, I got a confession, I cheated. If you got away with it, you might as well just take it to the grave because nothing positive is going to come out of it. Positive is going to come out of you telling somebody that, oh, I did it back then, but I'm a changed person. That trust is done. You know what I mean? But have any of you ever been in that situation, like trying to work it out after someone cheated?
I have. As much as I am now.
Say what? What was that last part?
I am right now.
You're trying to work out a situation right now where you or your significant other cheated on one another.
Mm-hmm.
Who cheated? We need to know this. The people need to know. Who cheated?
Oh, I did.
Goodness, no shame in her game. Oh,
yeah,
it was me.
It's not about shame. It's you know, like I said, at some point you just have to accept that you. I'm not going to point the finger on nobody. I did it. I was wrong.
Somebody got a storm cloud over their head.
No, there's sun shining over here. Because let me tell you something, I've learned from my experience. There's one thing to have something to happen, and then you get nothing out of it, and then you just keep doing it. But I've actually learned from it. And actually now, my relationship is so much better than what it was. So much better. Our communication is better. We can talk. We actually can enjoy each other. And I'm not sitting here looking at somebody else's dead grass, thinking that it could possibly just get a little fertilizer, and it'll be green. No, because that's what it looks like. You always think the grass is green on the other side, but it's really not. You find out it's crabgrass. It's actually imitation. It's not even real. You just have to learn to appreciate what you have. And work from that and grow from that.
a lot of people see things and, you know, how this image is where, you know, we live in a world where, you know, image is everything and you have to have this and you have to have that. And when you don't, that you're lacking. And so you see these guys that's all this stuff and they present it to you and it's all gift wrapped and it's like, oh, okay, it's yours if you can be with them. And it's appealing. But in actuality, no, it's not. They'll let you know at every moment, hey, this is my stuff. This is not yours. You look real crazy thinking that their stuff is yours. No. You're living a dream. You got to come back to reality. And I've gotten my head out of the cloud. I've actually gotten it out of my backside. And I smell the roses, and I'm in a better place, and it made me a better person. I just so happened to have someone that I'm in a relationship now that was able to go through that with me and still pursued me after the fact. And our relationship, it has changed, but we're growing. And we decided both together to work on it. You know?
I'm not trying to bust your bubbles. I'm not trying to, you know, put a dagger through a happy ending, but your relationship probably screwed. And I don't wish that on you. I really hope it works. I hope it works out. I hope you live happily ever after. But if I'm that dude, knowing that, he knows, right? He knows you cheated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I'm that dude, mm-hmm, okay, no, we cool, we good, mm-hmm, all right. I would do me. And I ain't gonna ever feel bad about it. All it takes is one time. I will 100 times, I still wouldn't feel bad.
Yeah,
he's not that type of guy. Maybe he's a real hardcore Christian that really believes it's forgiven and moving on.
No.
But I'm just saying, most people in that situation would be like, okay, all right, well, you did your, don't say nothing when I do me, but other than us catching each other in the act, it's all good. Cause that's like recipe to me. You know what I mean?
It is,
so,
but you
like,
know what? The thing is, it's possible that he did, and I don't know what he did. I mean, we had a separation and everything. So I don't know exactly what he did. So it's possible that he did. But he never admitted to him. He never admitted to anything, and I never asked. I mean, you know, once you do something, you can't just sit there and try to blame the other person for doing something. It doesn't work like that. My fault in the role that I played, and I don't feel like the guilty party. I just accept it. It was his choice. He could have moved on, but you know, like I said, he pursued me, and then after the pieces fell down, and everything was said and done, I was like, you know what? I was not happy with what I did. I made a bad decision. And I don't think people should have to be labeled or branded because of decisions that they make. People make bad decisions all the time. But like I said, I've learned from that. I'm happily ever after. Nothing's guaranteed. Nothing's written or etched in stone when it comes to relationship. The only thing that's guaranteed is death and taxes. I mean, the way it's going right now, it's good. And we're in a good space, so... I mean, tomorrow, who knows, tomorrow we might not even be liking each other. But that's with a relationship. You go through all types of emotions. So I'm actually proud of myself because I've grown. I mean, really, to actually just be able to just settle down. I almost feel like I was a dude.
Wow. You kind of felt like you was a dude. What you mean, like you was kind of just swinging around town? Like, what you mean? What you mean by that statement?
Like how dudes were, you know, I feel like dudes pursue.
You couldn't be satisfied.
They pursue and conquer women. They make a checklist. I feel like dudes are out here, you know, and they just like, you know, okay, another one under the belt. And, you know, before I actually got to the point where I was actually, you know, ready to be in a relationship, it was so easy to bore me. You were so easy to be dismissed. Like, you know, oh my gosh, you didn't brush your teeth. Oh my gosh, you look gross. Or dirt, like stuff like dirt under your fingernails. Oh, I can't mess with you now. Now, no, you gotta go. It was just so easy to just be like, okay, you know. And it was like a poo-poo platter of, you know,
or you have like a buffet. It was just, and that's how I felt. And it was almost kind of like, I felt like that's how dudes, that was my interpretation of how men were. They were out to conquer women. And it's okay when men do it, but it's a double standard when a woman does it. Oh, you're a hoe, you're nasty, you're gross, you're loose, you're easy. But, you know, that the men doesn't get that same treatment, you know. That buddy's a high-fiving them, you know. Oh, okay, yeah, you know, you got this girl and you got that girl, whatever. But, you know, I don't know. I felt like before I got to the point where it was time for me to settle down, I was like a dude, like how a dude was unemotionally attached. I couldn't even get emotionally attached to you guys. It was just like, ugh. Like, I would wake up and like, why are you here? God, go home.
Ugh. Wow. Hey, you know, shout out to you and your significant other, and you know, you guys seem to be working it out, and hopefully it will work out for the best.
A coyote ugly moment.
I mean, it's all good. I mean, you keeping it real on this.
Oh, I can
spot,
give
right,
a shout
know,
out.
So we respect it. Yeah, I mean, you're keeping it real, you can't get out about
me like that. Te amo con todo mi corazón y te extraño tu mucho, mi corazoncito.
Did she just speak another language, Misty?
She did. She just gave a shout out.
Okay.
I don't know what she's
saying. I don't even know what language that was. Like, okay. Was that Spanish or something? I don't know.
I guess when you asked me if that was Spanish, I think I'm supposed to say C. Am I right? Am I correct?
Yeah, that's about the only word I know in Spanish. I thought my phone was breaking up. I was looking at my phone. Like, what's wrong with my phone?
Oh, you tried it.
I guess that's a shout out to her boo or whatever. Like, I don't know. I don't know what that was about.
Boo. Boos are for a ghost. Boo. No. No, that was to my man. Hurry up and come home. I got out the tub.
Come home? Oh, I thought she meant like he was locked up. I thought she meant like come home, like come home from jail.
No, my baby works.
Okay, well make sure you keep it in your pants from now on. It's like nah. This is again here, but let's see, any closing statements, my good co-host for the night. Any closing statements,
man.
Any tips for the ladies in situations like that or anything like that?
My only tip. Because like we've been trying to say the whole time, don't get caught. If you don't get caught, like, this conversation we would not have if people didn't get caught. We wouldn't even be talking about this. Don't get caught. Do not bring the man to your home. Do not go to his. Your husband could be coming home. His wife could be coming home. Go somewhere where don't nobody know. And if the other person find out, it's their fault because they were spying on you. I'm just saying.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's not your fault. It's like, no. But thanks so much for having me, Tay. It was most definitely very, very, very entertaining.
Definitely. You know, I want you to come back one day as a guest caller when my co-host, Nizzy Nay, shout out to Nizzy Nay, gets her phone fixed. Right now her phone is on the respirator. Actually, no, I think they just pulled the plug today. I think it's flatline now for her phone. So, you know, hopefully by next Monday she'll have her phone back up and running and, you know, we'll be back in effect. But definitely glad that she was able to come up on here, chop it up with me, and bring Miss Candy on It's Real Talk Radio. And one thing I learned about Candy is, you know, Candy does keep it real, so It's Real Talk Radio was the perfect show for someone who keeps it so real with Candy, you know, to come on and just really tell it how it is, call it how she sees it, put our own self out there willingly, admit to her things that she's done,
and she's a
growing
progress. We respect it, definitely. You know, respect you sharing that information with us, and I'm sure that people can learn from some of the things that you were saying. I know a lot of females probably can relate. So, you know, I want to give you a shout-out to Candy for joining us, show you some love real quick.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And you're also welcome to come back at any time. You know, we air every Monday. You know, we actually got 5 shows. Like, we got shows every day of the week for right now. You know, things are constantly changing. As of right now, we got shows every day, but the Monday show is this show that we talk about different things. Usually it's me, T-Rail, and my co-host, Miss Nivy Nay. Of course, tonight, yes, co-host. But yeah, man, every Monday at 9 o'clock, stay on for usually about 2 hours, and we just talk about anything. Like, I don't even know what we'll talk about next Monday. We'll stick to one thing. So
ooh, can I give you a topic?
Anything.
Guys that go to move from New York, that go and move down to Charlotte and act like they running things down there, been down there for 15 years, still talking about New York. Get out of here.
Whoa, that sounds like the personal. That sounds like, that was personal right there. That's somebody you know that did that, and you're like, that's not even like hypothetical. That's just like.
No, there's so many New York guys in Charlotte. It's ridiculous talking about they done lost their accent and everything. Go home. Cut it out. You've been up there still repping New York. No.
Wow. Somebody. You know what? Somebody just got put on blast. Yeah, somebody just. But,
Hey,
man, both of y'all, like I was saying, both of y'all feel free to join us. Mondays, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to It's Real Talk Radio with your host, T. Real, my guest co-host for the night, Miss T, and Candy, who joined us as the guest caller for the night. Shout out to Stunner. Stunner, I don't know what happened to your phone. I don't know if you had to go. I don't know what happened, but you know how to get in contact with me. Shout out to everybody that called. Shout out to, what was the area code, Miss T? What's that area code? Shout out to Asian State for his his brief stay with us and that awkward moment that we had. But shout out to Asian State too. Shout out to everybody. Follow the movement. It's Real Talk Radio, man. Follow the movement, man. We here. We bring it every day, every Monday, every day of the week. Holla, it's your boy Tay Real signing out. Thanks everybody for joining. See y'all soon.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nivy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP.